right, let me get the proper music for this, because we really are getting kind of weird around here.
Thank you.
First of all, it is the Joan Alex Show. And Alex brought up a story before about Justin Bieber was caught transforming into a lizard and then back into his human form. And this is quoted from a local skater, it said, in the paper. So it had to be true. And this proves that he is part of what they call the reptilian elite.
Now, this is probably not true, but there are conspiracy theories out there that are very convincing. I'm dead serious. Like, it will mess you up if you, like, read into some of these conspiracy theories.
Now, here's some basic ones I just wanted to go over that I've kind of seen, and then we can share some of ours, too, that we've heard or maybe that we believe in. Area 51, we've all heard of that. I mean, yep. The X-Files and all that kind of stuff. I really think something's going on there. I don't know if something really crashed in Roswell, New Mexico or not, but I think something's going on. Do you guys believe that at all, that the government's covering up aliens from us? Because there would be panic, wouldn't there?
I would say there's definitely some fishy stuff going on over there. Weird investigations.
The government's hoarding all the fun. There's some good stuff going on there that we should know about.
They're doing all the probing. We don't get to have any kind of fun. This other one, I don't know, I wasn't alive for it, and I get why back in the day, but when we had the space race with Russia, and it was America and Russia, and as much as I am an American, and I am proud to be from the good old USA, and we'll put a boot in your butt if you don't like it, I think at least the first moon thing, I think we faked the moon landing.
I think
there's a possibility, too, that I will believe into that theory that they say it was probably done, like, on a sound stage or, like, a movie set.
A sound stage?
Yeah.
real?
Like a movie thing. No, some people really believe that, Alex. They say, like, oh, we did it just because we wanted to beat Russia to it. And a lot of America was
afraid. It
was a scary
time. Think about it. Like, it's the 60s. No. We had the technology to go to the moon in the 60s. Come on, Alex. Just think.
And Russia launched a satellite. We're like, are they going to bomb us? What are they going to do?
I don't know. Bieber's a lizard, but we went to the moon.
There's absolutely no way that's possible. And then we just talked this morning, too, to people that think that the world's been lying to us, like Shaquille O'Neal and other people, that some people still swear that the Earth is flat. They believe that, like, it's a big conspiracy that we're being lied to.
I don't believe that either.
I definitely believe
the Earth is round. I definitely believe the moon landing happened in the 60s. Now, what I am skeptical to believe...
Uh-oh, Alex conspiracy theory...
I am skeptical to believe that Tupac is actually dead. And I have here 7 very real reasons people still believe Tupac is alive.
We have proof, okay.
All right, so one of them, Tupac died in 1996, and they said that he was cremated. Problem is, no one saw the body. And in 2012, Suge Knight said, who was in the car when he died, said, the person who supposedly cremated Tupac, this guy got about $3 million personally from me in cash. And next thing I know, I never heard from the guy or seen him again. He retired and left. And then Suge fanned the conspiracy flames by throwing in, maybe the question is, Pac's not really dead. Pac's somewhere else. Okay, so there was no body ever seen leaving the crime scene.
But there was the coroner thing, and it had all of his tattoos for Tupac.
I don't know about that. Also, a photo. Do you guys know about the Tupac photo? So Tupac was shot on September 7th, 1996 in Las Vegas, but the last known photo of him riding along Suge Knight is dated September 8th, 1996, before Photoshop, y'all. That is creepy. Of course, he's got all those different albums that have come out, like, since he died. So many albums.
But he could have had all those tracks, like, the vocals
done. That's what they
done.
Say, but the amount of tracks that have been released is a little skeptical. He's somewhere in Cuba recording.
In Cuba?
Yes, that's where he is.
With a cigar? Well, I mean, like, the only thing I would discredit, and I'm not trying to just throw shade on your stuff, is that, like, Prince, there's tons of music they say that could be released from him after the fact that he's dead now. Like, I think some of those artists, at least to dispute it or challenge it, maybe they had so much music that they never got it all out there. I wish Tupac was alive. I wish Biggie was alive, too.
317-239-1009. We're talking about conspiracy theories. If you have one or know someone that believes in one, we want to hear about it. I will say... Oh, do you have one?
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay, so I don't believe this. And this is really controversial, but there are a lot of people that truly believe that the Sandy Hook shooting was completely fake.
What?
I'm dead serious. There are a lot of people that believe this.
I've never heard that. What do they believe?
You've never heard about the Sandy Hook conspiracy
theories? I know what Sandy Hook, yeah, that was sad. All those kids gunned down, yeah.
But you've never heard that people believe that that was completely faked by the government?
By the government? Why would they do that?
There's just a lot of weird things that happen.
Is it like a gun control thing or something they're saying?
Okay, so I've got up right now 33 unanswered questions about the Sandy Hook shooting. We're talking about conspiracy theories. We don't believe this. This is just, we're talking about conspiracy theories people believe as a
This all started with
disclaimer.
Justin Bieber that he's a reptile elite. He transformed into a lizard.
That we believe.
Yes, of course.
So this is really crazy. So there was a Facebook webpage for the alleged dead teacher, Victoria Soto, of Sandy Hook Elementary School posted before the event occurred. There was also a United Way charity webpage for Sandy Hook posted before the event occurred. There was something also, I remember seeing the coroner or whatever. Like, he kept on changing his stories just about, like, what had happened, like, in all of his little press, I guess you would call that like a press conference. Like, he kept on changing.
When they're talking to the media? Okay.
Yeah. Just talking about like the injuries that like were sustained and all the stuff. Like, it was always a different story every single time. Hmm. No one ever saw apparently bodies ever leaving the elementary school.
But I'm just trying to, as you're going through all these different like conspiracy theories people have, I'm trying to think like, yeah, but would the news station cover the kids, like the bodies being, I don't.
16 state troopers were pre-positioned 45 to 60 minutes before the alleged shooting. There are inconsistencies with witness stories, lack of evidence.
I gotta see these. I gotta see these facts these people have.
They were saying, how was a skinny 19-year-old boy with no military experience or training capable of killing 26 people clean while injuring none? There were no missed shots. Like, there was no bullets laying on the ground. Like, every single shot was like a perfect shot. So they're saying, how is that possible? This is not, again, what we believe. Just random
conspiracy theories.
And we want to know what conspiracy theories you believe. Do you believe in the Illuminati? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we haven't even got to 9/11 yet.
No, people believe that 9/11 was an inside job. It's crazy stuff, y'all. Crazy.
Okay, 317-239-1009. You could also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll put it on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.